The communications director of the NPP, Nana Akumia, has faulted the Electoral Commission over the annulled district-level elections. Nana Akumia accuses the EC of deliberately refusing to obey the laws, which has culminated in the latest development. He says, though it is obvious that the EC woefully caused financial loss to the state and the candidates, it is not clear how and what action can be taken against the commission.
It's so unfortunate when you look at how the Electoral Commission has willfully caused people to file for elections, and they have spent so much money campaigning, and the EC has led them onto this situation. The law that you've taken to Parliament to give you the authority to organize this year's district level election, you take the law to Parliament. Parliament has not approved it. So what do you stand on to invite nomination? What do you stand on? You're not standing on anything. And there's no way the Electoral Commission can tell anybody that it wasn't aware that Parliament hasn't passed the law. Because the law will have to mature in 21 days. You cannot wait for 21 days for Parliament to pass the law, and you go and advertise before the law it becomes law. And now the Supreme Court says that you cannot do that. People have wasted their money, their resources, their time because of the willfulness of the Electoral Commission. It's so unfortunate.
But can we really fault the Electoral Commission? Because when the issue started first, I spoke to them, and the comment they made was that they consulted the leadership of Parliament, and they were given the date that the CI will mature, and that informed their decision to fix the date for the process.
I don't think the Electoral Commission would say so, because the Supreme Court went for the parliamentary record, and it was very clear from the records that the Electoral Commission was told that you cannot start until the CI matures. It's in the record, it's in the Hansard, and it was very clear there that the Electoral Commission acted willfully.
Some people have called for the AG to step in and then charge the commission for causing financial loss to the state. Is it a position that you support?
It is sad, but I don't know if it will be a practical action. But there's no doubt that a lot of financial loss has been caused to innocent individuals and also to the state. Because the Electoral Commission has gone ahead and printed ballot papers, which is a big cost to the state. And now all those ballot papers will have to be done again if they are new applicants. So there's a lot of loss willfully, impunity. But I don't know if it's practical to sue the Electoral Commission to recover. In any case, if you sue the Electoral Commission, it will still be taxpayers' money that will be used to pay. It's a terribly unfortunate situation.
Again, has the conduct of the EC in organizing these district level elections, does it have any implications for the 2016 election?
The EC needs to recognize that it is not an infallible institution, that as a state institution, it is subject to laws. Especially after the Supreme Court petition, where the judges themselves gave direction as to some of the reforms that are needed. The Electoral Commission should know that it is not infallible. It should be meeting with the stakeholders, particularly the political party, and make sure that everything that it is doing it with the input of the stakeholders, so that we can have elections that will not be subjected to legal disputes like we've seen in 2013 and the one that we've seen last week.